This week's Torah portion is called Vayakel, which means to gather. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, gathered all the Jewish people and gave them instructions on how to build the Mishkan, which means the tabernacle, the mobile temple that went with the Jewish people throughout the desert that afterwards it was installed in Eretz Israel. Okay, now, there were two guys that were very important, fundamental. They were the bosses of everybody else in order to build the Mishkan. Of course, just two guys were not able to do such a big work. However, they were the bosses. Now, one of them was called Bezalel. The other one was called Eliyahu. When you actually look at them, where they came from, we're going to be able to extract a very important teaching in our service to God. Bezalel belonged to the tribe of Yehuda. The tribe of Yehuda was like high rank among the Jewish people itself. Like, for instance, David HaMelech, King David came from this tribe. Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon came from this tribe. They were like the kings of the Jewish people. The most higher thing in the among the whole Jewish people. This was Bezalel. Now, when you look at Eliyahu came from the tribe of Dan. The tribe of Dan was like the lowest thing around among the Jewish people. However, these two guys combined, they were able to direct the whole work of actually building and putting together all the parts of this Mishkan, of this tabernacle. From here, we can extract something very important. It doesn't really matter what is your tribe, so to speak, quote unquote. What is your ascendance, where you came from, what your ancestors did. It doesn't really matter. Are you good for the job or not? And if God put you in a specific place, it's because you are good for the job. It's because you have all the necessary power to actually do the job. Now, even if you come from a low thing, etc., etc., you should know you're the boss in order to do whatever God expects from you. And only between these two guys, they were able to build the whole Mishkan. The Mishkan, the tabernacle, what it means, spiritually speaking, is to bring down the presence of God to the earth. Actually, when they built it, and when they put it together, God appeared in the Mishkan in different ways, like a cloud, whatever the case is, doesn't matter. But the point is, Mishkan comes from the word Lishkan, to reside in a specific place. So we needed these two guys. It's not that Yehuda, the highest tribe, Bezalel came from Yehuda. Oh, great thing, he can do it. I cannot, because I don't come from a special place. I'm nobody, I'm nothing, I don't know anything. Hey, wait a second, Eliyahu. And on the other hand, don't think that just because there's a lot of Eliyahus, they can build this whole thing, and let them do it. You know, you have to work with wood, and you have to work with metals, and you have to do the hard job. I have to work with learning, and I have to work with, because I come from a very important tribe. You're wrong. When it comes to bring down God in earth, when it comes to actually do what God expects from us, it doesn't really matter what your ascendance is and what you think your job is. We have to try to understand what does God want from us. That's why, at least one explanation, one idea we can extract, why the Torah chose two different guys, two actually opposite guys, the highest tribe and the lowest tribe. Between the two of them, they were able to bring down God into this earth. So what should we actually know in order to continue with our life, with our service to God? God gave you all what you need to serve Him. In your situation, in your place, with your knowledge, with your spiritual capacities, emotions and intellect, you have everything. You just have to use it to bring down God to earth.